This is TA and Marion calling in from low at just over 3,000 meters. We're having a glorious lazy morning. It may turn into a complete rest day, or we may decide to move this afternoon. Did a little laundry, and now we're sitting and standing on the top of our guest house with the most magnificent view of Manasalu. Hari had suggested that this would be a good spot to take a rest day because it has the best view of both of the Manasalus. Absolute clear view of it. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's 5,000 meters above us, covered in snow and glaciers and ice falls. And tomorrow or later today as we walk, we'll get closer to the side that climbers climb. And I'll be, of course, looking for the route and reliving the stories that some of my friends have told of climbing it. But it's absolutely stunning and magnificent above this village. In front of Manasalu is one of the new gompas that was built here in the last while. We may, if we psych up, it looks like quite a little bit of a climb up to it, but we may visit that as part of our gentle rest activities. In front of us is some traditional homes of this valley in which they have an enclosed courtyard where they keep the livestock, and there's several haystacks. When we were in the Tomb Valley, the haystacks were actually made of needles, of pine needles, and so, of course, I never remembered to make a joke about finding a needle in the haystack, but here it's more traditional kinds of haystacks, and we're actually watching two folks rhythmically threshing, I think I've heard both used, a crop, and we also went to sleep to that rhythm last night. They alternate. They're using a pole that they hold in their hands, and there's a bar of some sort that they're using to beat the chaff off of, I think most likely the wheat that they've recently harvested. And so there's just that tack, 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 tack kind of rhythm. And I know last night as we were heading off to sleep, we could hear it off at another home, working late into the night to get that done while the weather is still warm and dry. Low is one of the three biggest villages here in the Manasalu Valley, and we've definitely entered a more Buddhist part. Sitting here, I can see two stupas, and there's another stupa right behind our guest house. There's many prayer flags, both vertically and horizontally, flying from our wonderful vantage point. And it's brisk, definitely getting cooler here as we are hitting into the middle of November. But in the sun, it's quite lovely. We've been trekking in long shorts until yesterday. We may indeed move in them again. Our guides are asking us, are we not cold? And definitely in the shade at the end of the day, as we came in yesterday, it was chilly. Yesterday's trek was about 6 hours from Jungle Camp up here to Low, and we've passed the 10,000-meter gain mark on this particular trek, so it's great after 11 days of walking to take a bit of a rest. And our days up until the pass are going to be just sort of half days just because of the altitude jumps, and then the pass day is a very large, big day, so we'll be storing energy both physically and mentally for that. So that's the report from here. Hope you're having a great day, and we will catch you from wherever our satellite reception brings us next. Thanks, and have a great one. Bye. Oh, and thanks to Hillary and Adrian for the wonderful story about Milo. Nothing makes us a little more homesick than hearing about Milo. Hey, Milo, buddy. Can't wait to see you. Take care. Bye.